Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission, as always, is to take stacks of source material, you know, research articles, case studies, and really boil it down to the most critical insights for you. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the New Zealand legal sector. We're focusing on a document that is, well, profoundly important, but traditionally a massive administrative headache, the Enduring Power of Attorney, or EPA.
That's right. Hugely important document.
Absolutely. And our sources detail this really fascinating commercial shift happening. Legal practices are taking this vital service, creating EPAs, and transforming it, moving it from being this repetitive, low-margin task.
A real burden, administratively speaking.
Exactly. And turning it into a truly scalable profit center. It's quite the change.
It really is.
And this transformation, it seems, is happening almost entirely through modern document automation. Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. How does an essential legal safeguard like an EPA become such a frustrating time sink for the actual experts, the lawyers who draft them? And I guess, why does fixing that inefficiency matter for the average New Zealander?
Well, it's kind of a classic efficiency paradox, isn't it? EPAs are absolutely non-negotiable legal protections. I mean, they ensure your future decision-making is handled correctly if you lose capacity. Crucial stuff.
Absolutely crucial.
But for decades, the process of creating them has been so manual, so intensive, it just slows everything down. Accessibility suffers. Firms often treat it as what's called a loss leader.
Meaning they offer it cheaply, maybe even lose money on it.
Precisely. Offer it cheaply, hoping to get the client in the door for maybe more complex, more profitable services later on, like trusts or estate planning.
You're a cook.
Yeah. But the problem is that manual process eats up so much valuable time. It often erodes the potential profit from those future services anyway. It's kind of self-defeating. So today we're going to look at how speed and radical efficiency don't just help a firm's bottom line. They actually increase the availability and affordability of these vital documents for everyone who needs one.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's start right there, on the ground level, the immediate pain points. When we look at the daily workflow for, say, legal executives or practitioners, what are the specific recurring things that make preparing EPAs feel so slow and, well, clunky?
I'd say the central issue is this really toxic combination of repetition and structural rigidity in the old ways of doing things.
Repetition and rigidity.
Okay. Think about a standard scenario, a very common one. A couple comes in, they want mirror wills, and they also need their EPAs set up. Both types.
Right. Property and personal care.
Exactly. So instantly, that means entering their names, their addresses, dates of birth, relationship details, maybe four or five times across four different legal documents. Plus, you've got the explanatory memoranda that go with them.
Wow. Yeah.
Every single repeated keystroke is not just wasted time, it's inefficient. And crucially, it introduces a new opportunity for error each time. Oh. A typo, a wrong date.
And I imagine if you compound that across multiple clients every week, maybe every day, that inefficiency just skyrockets.
Absolutely. It really adds up fast. Now, add to that the reliance on old, often quite rigid templates.
Okay.
Because there's no central data flow in the old model, these templates often have inconsistent formatting, or they require really extensive manual tailoring based on what the client actually wants.
So it's not just fill in the blanks.
Not at all. And this means the file can't just be easily handed off to, say, a junior staff member or a legal executive to get started. It almost always necessitates intensive review and reformatting by senior staff. We're talking partners, highly paid senior associates.
Just checking for consistency.
Yes, consistency, basic quality control, making sure everything lines up.
So you've got a high-value lawyer essentially doing low-value clerical work. That sounds like an enormous commercial cost right there.
Yeah, precisely. You could be talking about, you know, $400 an hour professional time being spent proofreading whether an address was typed correctly multiple times. It's inefficient. The time wasted on that administrative shuffle, the reformatting, the constant cross-checking, fixing those minor data input errors, that's what drives up the overhead. And it dramatically increases turnaround times for the client.
And that's time taken away from actual legal advice or more complex work.
Exactly. Valuable time.
I saw a term in the sources, the delegation barrier. That sounds relevant here. When the risk of human error is that high, you can't safely delegate, right? Even to a capable legal executive.
That's the core commercial paralysis we see. The risk profile of even a simple EPA file gets artificially inflated because of the manual entry aspect. Firms become hesitant, understandably perhaps, to trust legal executives or paralegals with the initial drafting, even though they're perfectly capable people.
Why? Just because of the risk?
Yeah, because one small error in copying information from one document to another, cross-population error, could lead to a really highly consequential legal mistake down the line. It's a big risk.
Oh, the work gets stuck at the top with the most expensive people.
It gets bottlenecked right at the senior level, yes.
And then there was this other issue, mentioned the output problem. The final document often ends up as a non-editable PDF.
Ah, yes, the final hurdle. It's kind of the definition of a restrictive workflow. Imagine the client changes one minor instruction just before they're about to sign, or maybe the firm updates its mandatory letterhead or branding.
What happens then?
Well, with a locked PDF, you're often stuck. You might need to restart large parts of the process or resort to awkward, time-consuming digital whiteouts or edits that don't look professional.
That sounds incredibly frustrating.
It is, and all these friction points, taken together, they make it commercially really difficult to competitively price EPAs as a standalone service, or even to easily bundle them with wills, which is what clients often want. It results in lost opportunity for the firm and honestly a pretty poor client experience sometimes.
Yeah, this whole structure, it almost seems designed to maximize friction, doesn't it?
It certainly feels that way in practice.
Okay, so let's look at the solution side then. This is where, as you said, modern automation starts to fundamentally alter that workflow. We're talking about tools like LawHawk's solution, which apparently leverages the powerful engine of Hotdocs Advance. How do these tools actually mechanistically dismantle those deep-seated frustrations we just talked about?
Well, the shift is quite radical, actually. It's moving away from simple document assembly.
Putting pieces together.
Exactly, towards information orchestration. Think of it like that. LawHawk, using Hotdocs Advance, acts as a single central data repository for the client's matter. So instead of retyping everything multiple times,
You ask the questions once.
precisely, you ask the questions once within a structured, intelligent questionnaire environment on the computer. The key mechanical change, the real game changer, is the ability to generate the entire suite of documents. So the two separate EPAs for property and for personal care and welfare, plus all the necessary explanatory documents, certificates, cover letters, everything.
From that single entry point.
From that one single data entry session.
Yep.
Yes. And think about that couple wanting mirror wills and EPAs.
Ah, right.
Generating that mirror set goes from potentially hours of repetitive, error-prone work down to literally minimal extra effort, maybe just a few clicks.
Okay, that sounds almost too easy.
Yeah.
What's the catch? Is it like a huge initial setup cost, or perhaps a fear maybe of delegating critical legal drafting to a machine? Is that the hurdle?
That's an excellent question because skepticism about delegating complex legal work is, natural for lawyers.
Understandable.
Yeah. But the main hurdle often isn't the cost, which is usually recovered very quickly through efficiency gains. It's more about change management, getting people comfortable with a new way of working. But the technology itself addresses that fear directly. It's important to realize you're not really delegating the legal drafting to a machine in the sense of it making legal judgments.
Okay, what are you delegating then?
You're delegating the data population and the routine compliance checks to the machine. The boring, repetitive stuff where errors creep in. The crucial function here is that automated cross-population and built-in logic. The software ensures that if the client's name is John Smith, then Ditton Smith appears correctly spelled in every single required field in the right grammatical context throughout every single document in the entire package, automatically.
Without anyone retyping.
Or without anyone retyping it. This massive reduction in data input error is what fundamentally lowers the risk profile of the file. And that removes the delegation barrier we talked about earlier.
Got it. So the quality control for the basics is essentially built into the architecture now, meaning the senior lawyer isn't wasting their expensive time proofreading addresses.
Okay.
They're reviewing the substantive decisions the client made, the actual legal choices.
Precisely. That's the shift in focus. Furthermore, these modern solutions incorporate in-app compliance checks and guided logic features. These are specifically tailored to New Zealand's quite complex legal requirements for things like attorneys, witnesses, medical certificates, signing clauses.
So the system knows the rules.
Yes, the system guides the staff member step by step through the process. If a user tries to make a choice that, say, contradicts local regulations or best practice, the app flags it immediately, right there on the screen.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it greatly reduces the reliance on senior lawyer time for that basic quality assurance and just making sure it adheres to the law.
And the output flexibility. Does that fix the restrictive PDF problem you mentioned?
It does, completely. We move from those rigid locked PDFs to editable, perfectly branded Microsoft Word files as the primary output.
Ah, okay. So you can make changes.
Yes. This means the final document set is flawless in its data population and its core compliance, thanks to the automation. But it still allows the lawyer or their staff to step in at the end. They can make minor final tweaks, add some customized wording if needed, or easily update the firm's branding before final printing and witnessing.
So it blends the automation efficiency with that bespoke professional touch at the end.
That's a great way to put it. Best of both worlds.
We also noticed in the source material that the efficiency gains can actually start before the client even walks in the door for their first meeting. Something about using online intake forms, maybe via tools like Cognito Forms.
Yes, that's becoming increasingly popular, and it's a smart move. It optimizes the whole advisory process right from the start. Imagine the first client meeting shifts away from being, say, a 45-minute administrative data collection session, ticking boxes, getting spellings.
Which can feel a bit tedious for the client.
It can. And instead, it becomes a true advisory session. You're confirming the information they've already provided online, perhaps at their leisure from home, and you're spending the valuable face-to-face time discussing the more complex choices, the implications, giving actual legal advice.
And the data is accurate, presumably because the client entered it themselves.
Generally more accurate, yes. Gathered at the client's convenience, and it can be fed immediately and directly into the automation engine. It maximizes the value of that billable consultation time.
Okay, this workflow revolution sounds pretty comprehensive. So let's talk bottom line. What does this all mean for the business model of the law firm? How does this translate into concrete commercial advantages?
It's genuinely transformative for the business model because it completely changes the equation of time investment versus return. Instead of spending, let's say, 60 to 90 minutes just assembling a standard EPA and we'll pack.
Which was the old way.
Yeah, the manual way. Firms using these systems are reporting they can generate the flawless first draft suite in, well, literally minutes, sometimes less than 15 minutes for the whole package.
Minutes? Why?
Minutes. That time, that huge chunk of time, is immediately freed up. It can be redirected to high-value work, like complex advisory services for that client, or handling the witnessing and certification properly, or simply building the client relationship. Things lawyers prefer to do anyway.
And critically, we finally address that delegation barrier, right?
Yep.
Which sounded like the biggest cost sink before.
It essentially dissolves. Safe delegation becomes not just possible, but standard practice. Junior staff, legal executives, they can now handle the bulk of the process confidently, guided by the system's internal logic and automation safeguards.
Which frees up the senior lawyers.
Exactly. It allows the senior lawyers, the partners, to focus their valuable expertise where it's truly needed on high-level strategy, complex, bespoke advice for unique situations, and that final mandatory review and sign-off. It maximizes their value contribution to the firm. And critically, this lack of friction allows for true profitability scaling.
The scaling, okay. How so?
Well, because the service is no longer this laborious time sink, firms can actively and confidently market EPAs. They can promote them as an essential, easy add-on to every single will file they handle.
Make it standard practice.
Make it standard practice. They are effectively turning what was historically a slow, often marginally profitable or even loss-making service into a genuinely scalable profit center that requires minimal senior oversight for the standard cases.
That's a significant shift. But this massive efficiency gain, it isn't just about making law firms richer, is it? The sources suggest it has a profound impact on the client experience, too. That accessibility point you made earlier seems like maybe the most satisfying part of this whole transition.
I think it is. It's where the ethical imperative and the commercial imperative really align beautifully. When you have accessible, streamlined workflows, it means the client spends much less time on tedious form filling and box ticking.
Which nobody enjoys.
Nobody enjoys that. And they spend more time engaged in the really meaningful choices that EPAs require them to make. Thinking about who they trust, what powers they grant. They receive documents that are clear, readable, internally consistent, and they get them faster.
Which improves the whole feel of the service.
Definitely. It shifts the client experience away from feeling like an administrative chore, towards feeling like a proper professional advisory engagement. They feel heard and advised, not just processed. And because New Zealand has such rigorous legal requirements around the witnessing and certification of EPAs.
Right, that final step is crucial.
It's absolutely crucial. Getting the document flawless before you get to that final, often time-critical signing appointment is paramount. Automation ensures that underlying flawlessness. It enables timely, efficient service that clients value enormously. So the ultimate goal here really is achieved.
Yes.
Making these vital legal protections available to more New Zealanders more affordably without adding unsustainable operational overhead for the firms providing them, it's a win-win.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. We started with a fundamental, really important legal process EPAs that was getting seriously bogged down by repetition, complexity, and risk. It was often forcing high-value professionals to perform pretty low-value administrative tasks.
That sums it up well.
And we've found through looking at these automation tools that modern tech doesn't just speed things up a bit. It seems to fundamentally redefine the value proposition. It shifts the lawyer's primary role away from data entry and proofreading towards high-level bespoke advice and strategy. It really is, as you say, a win for firm profitability and a win for client access and experience.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture for a moment, the ability to unlock more value, more efficiency from every single EPA and will file, empowering both lawyers and legal executives through safe, automated delegation, well, that isn't just some tactical, technological upgrade for individual firms.
What is it then?
I think it's a strategic move, one that makes essential legal protection more universally accessible and economically sustainable across the entire legal sector in New Zealand. It helps future-proof access to these key documents.
That's a powerful point. This entire journey we've discussed, modernizing the EPOA workflow, it seems fundamentally about reducing friction, where friction provides no value, only cost and delay. And it raises, I think, an important question for you, the listener, to maybe think about. Where else in your own life or perhaps in your industry is a relatively small amount of technical optimization or maybe just a smarter workflow being prevented? And as a result, are essential services or important products failing to scale properly and reach all the people who really need them most? That's definitely something to mull over.